The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 5-0 in conference play and 8-0 overall. Michigan hosts Maryland on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Why don't you pick today?
Well, let's go straight to questions.
Sounds good.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty. It's Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Leo.
Coach, with your high ranking, people expect you to just show up and win. How difficult is it to win conference games, especially on the road in the Big Ten?
Well, we certainly don't expect that. I don't know what people you're referring to. I don't know any of those people, and certainly wouldn't listen to them. It's a championship game. It's a big game. It's a very tough task.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time today. Two parts. Who's the one player on Maryland's offense you have to contain, and who's the one player on the Terrapin defense you need to account for every play?
Well, I mean, the impressive thing about the Maryland squad is when they're playing great team football. And unit football, their offense, defense, great team defense, great team offense. Execution is at a high level. The scheme is in depth, encompasses a lot. We're working through that right now. We're working through the layers of what we think will give us a chance to be successful in the game, both offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. Also working through what players specifically, to give the most attention to, and as you say, try to limit them to give ourselves the best chance to win. So early in the week, there's plenty of layers of it because it's a good football team.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, I was also out at Wrigley the other night. What was that experience like? And was that Chris Bryant home run ball, is that the closest it came to landing in your glove?
The earlier one was a little bit closer than Chris's. Great USD Torero, Chris Bryant. Very, very happy for his success. Tremendous ball player. Just a tremendous atmosphere. There was a signature moment for me and my dad, my mom, my wife. We can describe to you what it was like. You were there, but I've never seen anything like that in the friendly confines or anywhere else in a baseball park. It was a A++ atmosphere. And I also might add, just personally, that the game was tremendous, but the trip over with Jack and Jackie Harbaugh and Sarah Harbaugh, you're riding over there, you got the windows rolled up, the radio turned off, and cell phones put away, you're telling stories and laughing and sharing, and that was an amazing part of the evening as well. And then the ride home, talking baseball and talking the experience, and again laughing and sharing stories, and it was a signature evening for sure.
That's awesome. Are you going to be able to watch tonight, Game 6?
Hope we'll catch a little bit. We're having a hard time working anything into our preparations for Maryland as we have begun those in earnest. DJ Durkin's got the squad playing extremely well, and we know it's going to be a tremendous challenge. I have great respect and admiration for DJ. It always gives me a smile thinking about him because he's a competitor at the very highest level. Has been a friend and an ally, and we've been pulling really hard for the Terps all season in every game that they've played, and that won't be the case this weekend. I can assure you. So, you know, we gotta get prepared for the challenge and the task that we know is coming.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Jim. You guys are leading the country in pass defense right now. Just I know you may have had a couple hiccups last week, but just in general, what has been the key to success in that area for you guys?
Well, good scheme, good team defense. Really, you can attribute to starts up front with the defensive line. That's really been the backbone of our team that has gotten tremendous pressure on the quarterbacks, the opposing quarterbacks. Sacks, but also hurries. Always those sometimes just as important to good pass defense. The linebacker play also attributes in the coverage. That's a high rate of man-to-man coverage that we play. You know, they're covering backs and tight ends. Like the secondary is covering the receivers. It's but when it comes to the coverage, that's really been a strength for us. The back end, our safeties. Thomas and Hill have been playing extremely well the last two games in particular. Both those two safeties are playing playing their best football. And then Lewis and Stribling, the two mainstay corners, have you know, have been covering as good as you can cover, in my opinion. So it all works together, and that's it's been something that's been good for our ball club, pass coverage, rush, et cetera.
Great. Thank you.
Your next question is from Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press.
Jim, you talked about the rankings and how much you want the team to pay attention in the past. Tonight, the college football playoff rankings, is that something that you're going to be watching and curious about where you guys land up?
No, again, Mark, I'm not gonna be able to, I don't think, work that into our preparations for Maryland. We'll be doing other things. You know, not to say we don't check them. I mean, it takes about 15 seconds to check and see where you are. And, you know, we aspire to be as good as we can be. You know, that's the simple part of it. But choosing the time to spend and watching the TV production over watching Maryland tape and game planning is going to take a back seat.
We can take one last question for Coach.
The watching the TV show will take a back seat. Make that clear.
And your final question is from Adam Biggers, todayisu.com.
Hey, Jim. Just kind of a general question about Amara Darboh. It seems like throughout the entire season, he's had moments where he's been, I guess, uncoverable would be a good word. Just what have you seen? How impressed have you been with his ability to just, it seems like, to really get open whenever he wants?
My impression of Amara, if you're asking me that, is it's been fabulous, fabulous. Yeah, I've been thinking about him in terms of college receivers and comparing him to college receivers, but you know, I think he's at the highest level right now of college players playing the receiving position. And now lately when I watch him, I start thinking of pro players, pro receivers that he reminds me of. And, you know, just keep going. Just keep attacking onward. But it's great to see that he's finding another rung on the ladder almost each and every game that he goes out, that his play is ascending, you know, that much. And it was pretty darn good to begin with last year and early this season as well. But he's at the top of the charts in every way you assess, you know, a player or a person, football character, human character, talent, great teammate, just at the very, very highest level of being conscientious, being important to him, excelling on the field, excelling in the classroom, excelling in the relationships on the team. It's just been plus, plus, plus across the board. and it keeps getting better. You say, okay, I think he's at the highest he can be, but then he reaches another rung that you didn't know that was there and keeps ascending and climbing. So just really, really, really thrilled to be experiencing it and what he's doing for our team.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.